Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Here we go. It is another hour of goodness right here on 106.7 K-Rock, Klein Alley Show.
Good morning, show. It's another fantastic Friday, and I cannot wait for the weekend.
Hell yeah, 3-day weekend for many. If you work at this building, then I guess you don't have to come in starting at 1 o'clock, but that doesn't affect us. No. We're here doing another hour of live, interactive, and totally local radio at 800-520-1067. My name's Klein. There's Allie right there.
Hello.
Jake the Nerd somewhere.
What's up?
And, of course, that man behind the ones and twos, DJ Omar Khan.
Wiki.
The giant trash bag full of illegal fireworks.
Hells yeah.
People asking all show long, Omar. I don't think you look at the text line, but there's a lot of people that are offering to trade things for some of your illegal fireworks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not interested.
How much was your total you spent?
A couple $100. Almost 200.
How much was a half stick of dynamite?
I think those were like $10.
Well, you should have got one of those, man.
It's weird that you only want the dynamite, Jake.
No, because that's because that's Jake's thing.
I got some plans.
That's a perfect Jake the Nerd thing.
You shouldn't be saying that on the radio.
Jake's like some 11-year-old screwed me last week when I was playing Pogs. I'm going to go ahead
right
and
right under his pillow,
I'm
baby.
I'm going to show him, blow up his power wheels and show him. If you need us this hour, you can find us right here on K-Rock on the socials, Klein Alley Show, or call 800-520-1067. Got another chance to upgrade your summer. 4-pack tickets to Knott's Berry. That'll be happening. And if there's anything that's going on in your life, even if it seems insignificant, but you feel like it's a toastable moment, we will start drinking. Oh, yeah, this is the hour we start drinking. I love it. Start drinking this
stuff.
I love it.
I didn't realize that. I have a note here. I have a note here. 9 o'clock. Start. I actually wrote this down, guys. Start drinking. I made a note to myself that we're allowed to start drinking this hour. So, hell yes.
Wow.
That's right. Drinking hour can begin. If you missed it, there'll be an encore presentation of Kleindarella, the original song based on my actual life. I'm not looking forward to this, but it will be coming up this hour as well. And we will officially tell you what you could be watching this weekend. At some point, even if you're drinking and in barbecuing, you'll be sitting down and going like, God damn, there's a lot of shows. I'm not caught up. What could I watch? We all give you one of our personal picks to get into this weekend. Weekend Watchers is coming up next right here, Kara. All right, we start drinking, which will be nice because I just took a few bites of the sandwich that was sitting in my car for the last, do the math, Allie, is it 16 hours? No, it's more than that.
I think it's almost 24 at this point.
Almost 24 hours. Wow, this thing has not been refrigerated. Still tastes great, though. Once again, shout out Jersey Mike's Wilshire Boulevard. That is a damn good sub. I left it in my car all night. My car got very hot.
That should be their new tagline. Jersey Mike's, it keeps.
It keeps. Yeah, I mean, I'll let you know in a couple hours how I'm feeling, but right now I feel great, and I'm going to feel even better when we start throwing down Tahoe Blue. Let's get to it. Weekend watcher time. If at some point this weekend, probably, I would imagine, with everything else going on, you'll have some downtime, hopefully, and you'll be like, there's a lot happening. And if you're like me at all, when you turn on, like, even the home screen, it'll show me all the shows that are on all the streaming networks, and I'll be like, I feel like I can't keep up with any of this stuff. I don't know. And I know Netflix, I know that the
it's
new
so
Stranger
overwhelming
things,
that I'll just start random shows that I haven't even heard of them. And then you've like,
committed,
I'll try this out.
You committed it, and you're like, this thing sucks.
Or yeah, and then I'll just watch the first three episodes, and I'm like, wait, this sucks.
Or you ever do that thing where you get mad? Like I start watching a show that I think is a new show and I'm watching it and I realize this thing was like released in 2014.
I do that with movies a lot.
And I'm like, God damn it. What is wrong with me? This dated show that I don't even know about COVID. So let's get to it. It's time for Weekend Watchers.
And now it's time for Weekend Watchers.
Allie, what are you recommending? What are you currently watching that you think people will enjoy as well?
Well, you know, we talked to Maya Rudolph semi-recently on the show and she was promoting her new show, Loot, on Apple TV, so I decided to check it out, and I actually really like it.
It's funny. I watched a few episodes.
So I watched the first three episodes, and then I think the fourth one comes out today, because they do that thing, Climb, where they release the first few episodes, and they get you hooked on it, and then they, like, make you wait. So this is now episode four, and yeah, it's well-written, and there's a lot of great, funny women in it, which I always like, so check out Loot.
Omar, what do you got?
Listen, I was ill-prepared here because I didn't know we were going to do this now, but Peaky Blinders just released an episode.
We have a schedule, Dan.
It's on the schedule, and we do it every Friday.
I'm looking at the schedule here. It's scheduled for, like, the third break in the nine. Yeah, so I was not prepared.
Okay, but we do it every Friday, Weekend Watchers.
Okay, yeah, how much preparation do you think I need for this? But a little more heads up would be nice. But anyway, regardless, Peaky Blinders is an amazing show. They just released new episodes on Netflix about a week and a half ago. It's basically a gangster, it's a gangster series, you know, set in the 1900s. So it's very old-timey. Cillian Murphy is in it, and also the girl from that chess movie. I don't know her name, but both of them are really great. It's a great series.
Chess movie.
Anna, whatever joy.
Yeah. It's very good. So check out Peaky Blinders. Peaky new episodes Blinders. Out now.
Yeah, I never really watched that.
And they talk like that.
Yeah, they do. They talk Peaky Blinders.
Omar, when you say that girl from the chess movie, what you're trying to say is the girl from the chess TV show. Is that right?
No, it's the Queen's Gambit. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, the show.
The show. Yeah. That's
It's
funny
show.
When people try to describe. It's the greatest thing because I have a lot of friends like Omar and they try to describe exactly, and they're so far off on the
and you're trying to mind decode what they're saying.
Right, you got
to
do the math and go like, all right, he said girl from chess movie, so he's definitely talking about chess.
There
show.
Are no chess right, movies right. that people care right. about, so it must be a show. Right.
Is he talking about Bobby Fischer? I think he's talking about Bobby Fischer. All right, Jake the Nerd, Weekend Watchers, what do you got?
Dude, I'm bummed out because I can't watch anything besides this one show that Invisibeth insists I watch to learn Japanese, so I'm stuck watching this thing called One Piece, which is an anime thing that has literally 1,000 episodes.
Don't pretend that you're not into anime, dude. That's right in your character. That's right in your wheelhouse. You're blaming it on your invisible girlfriend.
I like American cartoons like Ren and Stimpy. So now I gotta read Japanese for literally 1,000 episodes.
I would imagine you're reading English probably, right?
Well, reading English and listening to Japanese.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't think you can read Japanese,
I don't know if you can read either, to be honest.
I can't.
Convinced at this point.
What are you watching,
I did not realize. I didn't really ever know that much about the Sex Pistols. Like, I knew
Klein's watching whatever his wife's watching.
No, false, dude. This Sex Pistols show, which is on FX, but I think it's also on Hulu.
She let me watch 10 minutes of it.
I'm able to watch it until Real Housewife starts. It's really cool. It's 6 episodes. I'm only one in, but like I already tell you right now, it's going to be it. I like pretty much anything that FX does. I'm like such a sucker for FX.
Really?
Yeah, I think everything
that's
they do
random.
Is great. I think it's
underrated station, you think?
From Nip Tuck.
That's where like the shield came from. Ooh. Yeah, Nip Tuck came from that. Yeah.
I thought it was right with the curse right there.
The shield.
Yeah.
Is the shield good?
It's
dude, awesome. Really?
Are you
kidding?
Yeah,
oh my god. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. They get good. Anyway, this Sex Pistols, it's a cool show. It's so cool, Allie.
It's a show or it's a docu-series?
I think they call it a 6-part limited. No, it's not like a limited whatever. They do. It's not a docu. It's a show. It's a show. It's
and,
good.
It's very isn't good. It directed by somebody like really?
Yeah.
Accolade?
I don't know about any of that crap.
Really?
I don't know about
he
any
has
of
a
this
bunch
stuff.
Of accolades.
I'm just saying right now. If you listen to the show, you're like, Klein sounds like some guy that I would like his opinions on. I'm telling you, this is a good show. That's my pick. So there you go. 4 completely different shows. 4 completely different people. Weekend Watchers. To get
while
you
Klein
into
scrubs
it.
The floor with a toothbrush, he's going to be watching.
That's right. We want to play that song right now. A lot of people are requesting it. All right. This is the encore. It was debuted earlier today. The word came out that I have to hang my clothes in my kitchen because my wife told me there's no room for my clothes in the closet in the bedroom or in the hall closet, which is what I had this last house. Now I've been demoted to the kitchen and then I brought her friend salads the other day, and now people said that I'm her servant. Mm-hmm. And this is the song that was inspired. So here we go. It's an encore presentation of Kleindarella.
Kleindarella, Kleindarella. too much pizza in his belly. Get the salads, kill the mouse. Get your clothes out of the house. And don't have sex with your spouse. He's basically a nanny. He has to put his clothes inside a pantry with his dinner. He's unhappy. He's a bitch-ass Kleinderelli.
You're beautiful. A bitch ass.
Thank you. For appreciate that. We take a quick
hey,
break.
Hey, bitch ass.
We'll be right
hey,
back.
Hey, bitch ass.
You guys are so... I love this show. This could be the best.
Yeah, can we
start? Let's
yeah.
talk Trick of the Vodka.
Klein.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I appreciate the support from 310. Hold on. That can't be right. Nope. That's all backwards. I appreciate the support from 310, who said
how long you been in radio?
Dude, everything got all twisted around
I
here.
I think you should go home early.
Who's the only person on that side of the board?
Yeah, that's on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
but
you.
It's also, right. Listen, Omar, you get it, dude. It's Friday before a long weekend. Most people are probably off anyway.
Okay.
That's all
okay,
I got.
So that's why I can't talk into the right side of the microphone?
Started drinking heavily. I'm dyslexic, okay. Understand? I've got dyslexia. I've got structuritis.
Yeah.
What I was saying is a texter said that they one time ate a sandwich that was in their car for 5 days and they didn't get sick.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what was on that sandwich. Please give me details. I'm not concerned about the sandwich that I ate that's been in my car for 20 hours. I think I'm going to be great. I feel good right now. In fact...
Yeah,
like
talking
Allie
into the wrong side of the microphone.
I,
okay.
know, I think
great.
That your brain is starting to deconstruct.
That's not about the sandwich.
Oh.
That's about the, that's just my own, I think it's like a birth defect or something. Like, I think that's what I was born with, okay?
That's your second butthole.
Oh, that, is that what it is?
Get things straight. God.
You know, the big news story of the week, I mean, you break down all the things that have been going on, but Jodi Sweetin, everyone remembers from Full House, but, you know, she was out protesting after the, you know, terrible decision by the Supreme Court taking away a woman's right to choose, something that we have been very vocal and stand by that, you know, look, I shouldn't even have control over my own body. The idea that that a guy or any man could have control over a woman's body is asinine as far as I'm concerned. And so that's how we feel about it. She was out protesting and then she got...
She protests a lot, though.
Yeah,
like,
she's
even,
very vocal.
Even aside, right. Like, this is just another thing that she protests.
But the big viral active. Video that got out there, obviously, was her getting knocked to the ground.
She got pushed over, yeah, by
right.
the cops.
And everyone's like...
And everyone's like, not Jodi Sweetin! And she
right.
was like, okay, yes, but like, this stuff happens all the time.
So Allie and I chatted with her this week. The full interview is going to go up at krock.com. It's really fascinating and she kind of breaks down all of it. But she did tell us this, which I wanted to share.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was at the protest on Saturday, my friend Michael Ade was the one that got the footage. And Sunday morning, he texted me and said, do you mind if I post this? And I was like, okay, sure, you know, it's fine. I didn't want to post it on my page. I just was like, because I knew if I posted it, like, what might happen.
Right.
But my friend Sean King actually reposted it from Michael's page. And I knew once Sean had reposted it, he's very active in the community, and a lot of people follow him, that it would go everywhere. And that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden, I noticed it in 60 different stories on Instagram. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I should tell my mom what happened. Give her a warning. Yeah,
yeah. You got to. If you're going to be top trending, and it's going to be because you got knocked over, you want to give mom the heads up. That's for sure.
What happened to you?
Yeah. Are you okay? So that full interview, that full chat, will be going up at krock.com at some point later this morning. Worth listening to because she makes a lot of really good points. In case you are still, I mean, not that you haven't already made up your own mind, but it's interesting.
No,
to
it's
hear
a good. It's good to hear her perspective.
Say it. We got a break to get to. When we return, though, your toast to the weekend can commence. I see people on the phone. Once again, these are not the typical toasts you would get at a wedding or an anniversary or something that's significant in life. We're talking about those minor wins, the minor victories as you get ready to get into the weekend, the long weekend. We will celebrate it all together. Your toast to the weekend after this on KROQ. That is almost going to do it for us. Pass those drinks over here. You know, just so you know, we're about to toast to the weekend. If you want to join us on the text line or phones, 800-520-1067 as we raise a glass of Tahoe Blue mixed with, and everyone sends us throughout the week the recipes at krock.com/contest. This could score you tickets to one of our shows that we do. But
are those the recipes?
These are just the ones that we picked from.
That's the tiniest print I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of recipes. There's like 500 recipes that we're going through that people sent us. And a lot of them are just variations of people saying just drink the vodka right out of the bottle, they do it in their own way. They're like, three shakes, open the bottle, and pour it directly into your mouth. And I'm like, that's not really a recipe. But yes, that is one thing you could do. The one that we're doing today is the one with the, and I forget who sent this. Oh, this is from Nathan. It's the 2 jiggers of vodka, 3 dashes of vanilla extract, and some Sunny D. That's what we're about to drink right now. That's what they've been making in the back.
Interesting.
So thank
so
you for
crazy
that.
It might work.
Thanks for that recipe. Of course, we're drinking the raising a glass up in the sky as we toast the weekend ahead. What are you toasting to, good sir?
Let's toast my wife's birthday party.
I want to toast Allie's wife. Actually, that was my... Hold on. Before we focus on wives, I want to focus on Allie's wife for a moment.
Why?
I would like to raise a glass to Allie's wife, who keeps marriages interesting. And is always keeping you on your toes. We were going to bring in the lie detector machine today and Allie's wife. And Allie said that your wife is refusing to jump on the lie detector.
She has passionately declined.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, you know what, Jake? She said, because this reputation of me being a cheater is totally inaccurate. I love you. I've never cheated on you. But if I'm going to go and be on a lie detector, yes, there are other relationships I've been in where I have cheated. And that's not representative of this relationship, and I'm going to be so nervous that I'm going to get all of the questions wrong.
That does seem like an excuse, though. She refuses to be lie detected about cheating.
Cop out.
Jake, shut up.
Yeah, you shut up, Jake. I'm with Allie on that.
Did you ever hear that saying, once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yes, but that's not the case because she went from men to women.
See, she's never cheated on women.
Yes, she's never cheated on a woman. She cheated on a boyfriend a lot because she wanted to be with women.
So anyway, let's
the only boyfriend the only person I ever cheated on was a guy with a girl.
Let's all raise a glass to Allie's wife.
All right.
And that is my toast to the weekend.
All right, Allie, to my wife.
Grab your drink over there. And who is your toast to?
You know what? My toast is to the line at the Costco gas in Woodland Hills, because I went yesterday. It was like before their little gas tax was going to go up, and I was like, I brought my little gas can with me, and I was like, this is going to be a 1-hour process. I know it. Toast to everybody in the Costco line, because we made it happen. Everybody got out, they filled up, they left right away.
Yeah,
it was
rare.
Like everything worked out perfectly. Yeah. Everyone was making good time. I got out there in 15 minutes. Toast to the Costco gas.
Cheers, cheers. Bo on K-Rock, 800-520-1067. Your toast to the long weekend. What do you got for us?
Oh, what I got is I toast all the yellow lights. I powered through to get to the park 4 hours before the fireworks show started.
Listen, let me tell you something. Yellow lights, dude. I love a yellow light. Going through a green is like whatever. It's cool.
Sense of exhilaration, right?
Going
when you make
the yellow,
it through.
Oh, it's glory, dude. Toast to the yellow lights, my friend. I know it's all about the red, white, and blue this weekend, but let's also remember the yellow, huh? Let's also raise a glass to the yellow.
That is also America.
That's right. All right, we have to get out of here, and good news for you, you got blocks of music coming your way all weekend long and chances to win stuff. Next week, we have sold out tickets for you coming up. We're going to be live next week starting Tuesday. Again, have a great fourth weekend. If there's anything you need from us in the meantime, find us on the socials, Klein Alley Show or the GOAT Line. Open now, 844-956-GOAT. That is it. We got to go, and we see you again next week right here on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. Klein Alley Show.
K-Rock.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back,
and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.